Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for beginning of the day of Fire on the Earth. And I want to continue where I left off yesterday, just talking about how much God delights in you and that our identity, knowing ourselves in these seasons the church gives us in the church year, seasons like Advent, seasons like Lent, these are particular seasons set apart for us to lay hold of the great truths of the faith and to not just think in our mind about what those truths are, that's part of it, obviously, but to, as a pilgrim people, to go deeper into it. You know, we are pilgrims in this world. We're moving toward our destiny. Every single day, we're getting closer and closer to our destiny. And the church, like a good mother, takes us and teaches us all along the journey. And we're surrounded by other brothers and sisters, both here on earth, but also in heaven, who are watching us, who are helping us and praying for us and calling us on. And friends, in a second, this whole thing is going to be over for you. It's going to be over for me. It feels longer than that, but don't be surprised. I mean, life on earth is short. It's a breath. It's a passing shadow. This is not our home. We don't have to cling to this life desperately like this is all there is. And we lose sight of who we are and where we're going. And so early this week, I was reading from Colossians chapter 3 and Paul telling us to, he said, if then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. Set your mind on things that are above. Clothe yourself in Christ. Look up. Look at who you are. And he said, if you've been raised with Christ, what a silly thing to think about, right? No, not really silly, because in baptism, you died. The old man that's focused on, stuck on earth, focused on earthly things, under the dominion of sin, the reign of sin and death, as St. Paul described it, filled with the kind of disordered energy and the rage that we see all around us in the world, especially today. We're living through one of those historic moments when things are falling apart, when man can't hold it together. It's interesting. There's a line in, I think it's the beginning of Colossians, where it talks about the supremacy of Christ. It says in Jesus, you know, he's the preeminent one. He holds all things together. When humanity turns its heart from Christ, when a Christian culture becomes a post-Christian culture or an anti-Christian culture, or becomes lost in this world, under the dominion of death, living again lost and like a stranger, pretending and being foolish and pounding our chests and pretending we're God, we just start falling apart. We start unraveling. We can't hold it together because we've turned from the one who does hold us together. It's Christ. And the Christian lives feet on the ground, heart and mind in heaven. That's it. Why do we look up? Because we see our destiny. We see who we are. And as I ended yesterday's program, only God defines you. You're not in a lost world. And the whole idea in this lost world of meaninglessness is everybody defines their own meaning. That's kind of the flavor of the moment, but it's insanity. You know, if you make up who you are, you know ultimately it's make-believe because you don't even know where you came from. You don't know why you're here. So if you make it up, you make up why you're here, and you define yourself based on that why, and you got 10 people in a room and everybody else has a different why, or the whole world is in a room together creating their own reason for why this all is. At the end of the day, even if it gives you a little bit of consolation, it's made up. Nobody knows why they're here. We need God to tell us why we're here, the one who created us, who made us. And the beauty, the wonder is that when we draw near to God, when we realize that God ultimately, in the fullness of time, God not only revealed himself in nature and through a people in the Old Testament and prophets and judges and kings and the like, in the fullness of time, God gave forth his Son. His Son came into the world. The Maker, the Creator, entered his own creation. And just his whole way of coming as one of us, just like we enter this world. So he came into the world and he came in naked, absolutely powerless, right? As an infant. Human life is God's idea. Human life is a participation in the image and likeness of God. Friends, there's nothing more dignified than that. Oh, we try hard. We try so hard to find identity security in the associations we make, in the clubs we're in the unique clubs we're in the most special clubs we're in, whatever. Everybody's searching for identity. Look at how far I've come. Look at the special group I've been able to be a part of. No. Those are things made up in this world. And some of them can be fine, but not if you find your identity there. Because our identity comes from God. I was just thinking of this little book I love I haven't read it in a while. I think I mentioned it a few years ago, by Peter Craft, called Jesus Shock. And he just talks about the shocking revelation of Jesus and who he is and what he's brought to us. And he's the answer. At the end of one of the chapters, he quotes St. John Paul the Great. And he said that Jesus, God, is the answer to which every human life is the question. What is a human being? Who are we? God is the answer. He defines us because we're sharing in his creation. We're sharing in his life. And of course, in the contemporary world, in this post-Christian world, in this crazy world of somehow I can't be free and I can't be happy unless I'm the definer, I'm the master of my own life and I define my own bliss, my own whatever, my own meaning, my own truth. I define what good is. I define my own gender, all this. Friends, it sounds like freedom, but only in a fallen, darkened world with darkened minds. And God in this world, the God who reveals himself, who is the unshakable one, who is the ground of our being, not a God we shape, but the God who is, that God doesn't fit in this world. So we're shutting him out. He even becomes a threat to me because I'm my own master. Well, in this little book, it begins in a clever way. Early on in the book, Dr. Crave talks about a self-test that he gives to his students with 35 questions. And he tells everybody to fill it out and answer it as honestly as you can, these simple questions, right? To begin with, he has these 35 questions. Some give you an example of the kind of things that are here in the book that are so revealing. Who are the three greatest living persons? It's a good question. How would you write that down? What kind of answer would you give? And he answers it this way, quoting Jesus. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Did you write down that the three great persons are dead people? Abraham Lincoln or whoever. The three greatest persons are the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus helped us see and understand that. He revealed it to us. They're eternal. And we're made for eternity. We're meant to be in union with them. We're meant to be part of their family. We're meant to be in that communion, recognized by them. Who's the most powerful person in the world today is another question he asks. And Jesus said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, and Christ is present in his church. The next five questions, he's got a whole set of questions, but he can sum it up in this. Who do you turn to solve the problems in your life? Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ. All means all, not some, or only religious, or only supernatural, or only spiritual. Of course, God uses human instruments, but without God, those instruments have no power at all to help us. Without them, without his power working through them, we'll never come to experience that gift and that grace. Why did God create the universe? All things were created through Christ, and all things were created for Christ. You see how important it is to see and believe biblical revelation, that alone is going to satisfy your heart, that you can't just make it all up, that it's not a victory, it's not something to be celebrated, that everybody's making up their own identity. It's crazy. It's foolish. It's the suppression of the truth of God. And no matter what people make up, it will never satisfy even in this world, but more importantly, it will never ultimately satisfy because we will die in darkness. We will die having lived a lie. We will die never having met the Savior, the one through whom you were made and for Him. So part of my identity is to know the one who made me and the one for whom I am made. In this world, it's my life. In the kingdom, it's I lose my life and I'm given everything. That's the battle. It's so unhealthy. You can see it everywhere in society. I demand this. I demand that. It's a great, great deception. And through force, I'm going to get it. Revolution, right? Revolution, rebellion is in the air. Violence, chaos, disorder. It's all a lie. It's all an expression of the slavery that comes through the kingdom of darkness. How can we know God then? John 1:18, no one has ever seen God, but the only begotten Son, whom is in the bosom of the Father, He has made Him known. I can't know me. I can't know why I'm here until I meet the Creator. I can't know the Creator until He reveals Himself to me fully, that is. We can know something about Him in creation. We can know we've got an ounce of humility in us. We can know that I didn't make myself. I didn't create myself. Right? There is something that's holding me in being. And what Jesus reveals, this is why Jesus is the center of everything. And no other religion can give you this, can give you a glimpse, can give you some dimension of light, but it's Jesus who alone has seen the Father. He's the only begotten Son who's come from the bosom of the Father. Well, what is God like? John 14:8-9. He who has seen me has seen the Father. That's it. There's nothing more. The Father is not just Jesus plus X. God is love, and love holds nothing back. So God the Father holds nothing back in expressing Himself in His beloved Son, Jesus. So look up. Set your eyes on things above. Why do we believe in life after death? Because the one who has revealed Himself to us, who said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. What a promise from the one who will never lie. Question 15, 16, 17, and 18 here from this little book, Jesus Shock. What is the secret of getting wisdom? How can a wicked person become righteous? How can you become a saint? When you die and meet God and He asks you why He should let you into heaven, what will you say? Here's how He answers it. Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. Where do we find wisdom? In Christ. How can a wicked person become righteous? By becoming righteous in Christ. How can you become a saint? To be sanctified in Christ. How can you enter heaven? By the redemption that comes from Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the revelation of the love of the Father. Jesus is the answer to the why question about your life. You will never be satisfied. So I pray that God's grace and the Holy Spirit at work in you would reveal it to you. And I pray for all those who don't know Jesus, because if they don't know Jesus, they don't know who they are, no matter how they might be boasting in it. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on our country and on our world. Come, Holy Spirit.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.